I'm not crying anymore, oh, because I praise the Lord. I've been laughing all day long because of my Lord. Depression doesn't faze me anymore. Anxiety is gone because of my Lord.
It's time. Hey everybody, welcome to Lost Light and Laughter, an uplifting show about laughter after tragedy. I'm your host, Michelle A. If you're ready for some inspiration and laughter in your life, you've tuned in to the right show.
It's time to show love, everybody. Show love one time. He's strong enough to fight my battles. I know he'll never give me more than I can handle. My Lord, my King, the one that I...
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Lost Light and Laughter. I'm your host, Michelle A., and I got another special guest on this show today. Listen, I got assistant coach with me in the house. Coach B, come on in. Share with the audience who you are, what you do, what you're about. Come on in. Tell them.
Hello, everybody. I am Coach Brittany Wilder. I am a mother. I am a teacher. I am a abundant life coach. And I am excited to be here and to talk with you all. I'm excited about it.
All right. Well, Coach, as you know, the name of the show is called Lost Light and Laughter. Tell us about a significant loss in your life. Now, you have the freedom to share as much or as little as you want. Go ahead and tell us.
Okay. I would love to talk about my mother. In 2015, I actually lost my granny, which was my mother's mom. I lost my mother. And I lost my grandma, which is, you know, my dad's mother, all within the same couple of months, within 2 months, actually.
Wow. Three losses.
And it was back to back. And of course, these are all powerful, wonderful, amazing women that taught me how to be and how to do all the things. And so to lose them all back to back, it was really, really rough. It was a really dark time for me. Me and my mother were very, very close. We would talk each and every day, especially when I moved. I moved, you know, away from her. She was in Washington and I moved out here to Atlanta, and we would talk every day, several times a day. She'd call me up just right in the morning and we'd just talk about whatever. And she would just be like, how you doing? Did you get a church? How you doing? You dating? All those different things. And that was really something that I look forward to every day. So when she passed, it was difficult for me. I didn't know what to do. It was like I lost a large piece of me, and I struggled. And on top of losing her, I started losing myself. I stopped going to church. I was very angry with God. I didn't want to have nothing to say to God. I just could not believe that. First off, I lost my mom, but I lost the top three women that taught me to be who I was. And I didn't even get a chance to grieve my grandmother first and then my mom. And then it was like back to back. And I couldn't take it. I couldn't take it, and I didn't know how to handle it. And, you know, in my family, we don't really deal with death that well. And nobody taught us how to grieve. And, we scoop it underneath the rug and we party and we drink and we barbecue and we celebrate. But we don't really talk about those hard parts that, like, what do I do? You know, how do I move forward? You know, how do I go without talking to my friend every day? My mom was my best friend. How do I go forward without having that communication? How do I make things happen? And then when I became a mother, a year and a half later, I was lost. And I remember being broken because I'm like, these are the times where I need my mom. Right now I'm becoming a mom. I'm trying to figure out what am I doing? How's it going to work? Like, mom, you know, just those things that you can pick up your mom and be like, mom, she's crying. Yeah. Like, I don't know what, like, I'm trying all the different things. What can I do? Moms have superpowers and they know special things about kids that nobody else knows. And I just felt like I was robbed of that because my mom wasn't there. Yes. And it just broke me down. It broke me down.
Did you know, was she sick or was it just sudden?
Yes. So my mother, she had dealt with diabetes for a very long time. Mm-hmm. So diabetes, heart disease. She had several heart attacks. There were a lot of different health issues that were going on. And so basically her not being able to take care of herself the way that she wanted to, there were a lot of different issues going on with that. And she just wasn't able to put it all together. The doctor said that basically she was trying to do the right things and make better choices. And her body was just tired from the years and years of the bad choices, from years of not exercising and things like that. So that was what happened. And eventually she ended up getting an infection, and that caused her to, her infection wasn't healing at all. And it got really, really bad. And they just said there was nothing else that we could do. We've, you know, tried all the things. And that was ultimately what happened. I think the other part that was the most challenging is being away from my mom, right? I said that she lived in Washington and I lived here in Georgia. And so my older brother was the main person that, you know, spoke to the doctors and went and, you know, checked in with her as often. Because at the end, up to the end of her life, my mother, because of the infection, it caused her to kind of have like memory loss and like personality loss, kind of similar to like, you know, Alzheimer's disease. So there were a lot of things that she didn't remember or she didn't recognize. And, you know, me and my sister were able to actually go out and visit with her a month before she passed, to just spend some time with her and be there. You know, our brother and the doctor had let us know that like things are looking bad. You guys should come out. We need to all talk and kind of figure out what are the next steps. What does that look like? And so, you know, we're able to do that, but she just wasn't herself. So that was the hardest part. My mom was just joyful, you know, just joyful, pure laughter. We talk about it now, me and my siblings, we have her humor. Like we all have different parts of her humor. And so we just come together and it's just like, just laughs beyond laughs, because like we all just have a special part of her. And she was always like, one of her main things that she used to say about just life's trials. My mom was an overcomer of so many different just struggles in general in life. And her biggest statement that she used to say is, well, if I don't laugh about it, I'm gonna cry about it.
That's so it. I find myself.
Yes. I find myself saying that. I'm like, if I don't laugh about it, I'm gonna cry about it. But that's something that stuck with us. And that's how me and my siblings, we carry on. We find the laughter, the joke in it. We have to find the bright side of it. You know, any tragedy or anything, people might think like we're crazy, like, oh my goodness, you guys are laughing about this. And we're like, but no, like, this is how we're raised. This is what our mom taught us. Like, we're just trying to find the silver lining. We're just,
weird.
Right. You guys are, why would you laugh about that? Why would you make a joke? I'm like, well, it's okay. I'm good. Are you good?
Yeah, we're good on this end.
Right.
Okay.
We're good over here. That's what we do. Right.
Is this laughter making you uncomfortable? Because we're going to keep laughing.
Correct. Yes. That is that. My mother was, she was my everything, you know, like she really was. And our relationship, there were several things that happened in the past. Like when I was a child, there was a lot of like homelessness and things that happened due to her different addictions. She had a gambling addiction. You know, she drank a lot of alcoholism, tons of different things that were going on when I was growing up that I didn't understand. But I always knew that, you know, it was like we were in one house at one point and then we weren't one house at one point. And so to get through all of those different things and to forgive my mother and to have just such a rich and real and raw relationship with her towards the end was just something that was just so beautiful for me. You know, like we've gotten through all these tough times. That mom, I hate you. Why is this happening? We don't got no lights. Like we got through all of those different things.
Yes.
To be in a place where I'm like, mom, I love you. I understand. I get it.
I get
you
it. Yes.
Doing the best that you could with what you had.
What you had. That's right. There's no judgment here.
Not at all.
We got
not
you.
At all. And as a parent now, I'm like, I get it, mom. I talk to her all the time. I'm like, mom, how come you didn't tell me? Like, how come you did not tell me this was going to be like this? Like, I get it. Yeah, totally get it.
Absolutely. So tell us, okay, so we hear about the loss of your mom, and just to hear you talk about it, I know that God is in your life, okay? So talk to us about the light. Talk about when, you know, she passed, where you were, because you did touch on that. But talk to us about where you are now with God. Like, how did you make the transition from, God, I don't like this, I don't like you right now, to I praise him. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Thank you. Tell us about the transition. And it's okay to have a transition. So tell us about it.
That's it. And that's exactly what happened. I told you guys I was angry. I'm talking about, I'm like, I don't, and I'm one of those people that I grew up in the church. My mother was the minister of music. My father played the drums. Like, we were in church all the time, all the time, all week long, right? That was just how we grew up. And so I honestly, being younger and being in church and getting these different skills and getting these different things and all of this faith and understanding that how it works and everything like that, all the way up, I feel like when I moved out to Georgia was when I really started building a really serious relationship with God, right? I felt like I was just kind of just, oh, thank, praise him. All right, hallelujah, you know, but like that changed when I was out here by myself.
Yes,
and I had to figure out life for myself and go through the struggles by myself. Mm-hmm. That's when I really found God. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, you know, God and what it is for me and recognizing how he always had my back. It didn't matter. Yes. Like, I'm talking about, I was broke. I didn't have no money. I was getting ready to move back home. And out of nowhere, I just got a check. Out of nowhere, a friend called me and gave me money out of nowhere. And I was just like, God, you want me to be here. This is where I need to be. This is where you want me to get closer to you. I get it. I had to be isolated and I didn't understand that. But when my mom passed away, I had a good relationship with him at first. And then when mom passed away, I struggled and I didn't want to talk to him every day. And I was one of those people that I get up in the morning. Oh, God, thank you so much. Thank you for this. Thank you for the trees. Thank you for the, like, all the little things, right? Thank you for everything. Yeah. Thank you for being able to be mobile to do all the things I do. Thank you for getting me air in my lungs. Thank you for all the things, right? I'm one of those. Cause I'm like, I'm grateful for all of it, all of it. And so when mom passed away, I just was like, I can't. I don't have it. I cannot believe that you did this to me. I was just like, God, how could you do this to me? I'm your girl, right? I'm like, I'm your girl. I'm the faithful one. I'm the one that you can count on. I'm the one that, you know, if you tell me to do something, God, you know I'm going to do it. And how dare you do this to me?
Yeah.
How could you do this to me, right?
Yes.
Lord.
Yes.
I was so broken. And I did not talk to God, but it's funny because when you're mad at God, and I never knew that it was okay to be mad at God, right? I didn't know. Like, sometimes we are mad, right? You know, when I grew up, you better not be mad. You better apologize
now. That's right.
But in all reality, you are where you are and God loves you no matter what. And it don't matter.
He knows. You can make it for the church folks, but he knows what's in your heart. He knows you're offended at him.
Correct.
He's fully aware. You're saying with your mouth, but your heart is far from me.
Exactly.
The only thing you know of me are these rules taught by men. So you might as well be honest with God.
Hello.
Okay, because he already gave the scripture. So be honest.
Right. Yeah. Correct. Right. Don't try to fake the funk now. Right?
Yes.
He knows, right?
Yes.
But I think that made me feel guilt about being angry, like growing up and being told by the church folk that you can't do this, you can't do that. That's not godly. You can't do, you know, and it's like, oh, but I was angry. And I just remember talking to God, like, you broke my heart. You broke my heart, you know, like, I don't know what else to say. Like, I don't know what else to say. And I remember going months. My mother passed away in May of 2015. And I went, it was probably about August, 2015. I went a couple of months without saying nothing. I didn't go to church. I stopped going to church. Everybody calling me, where you at? What, are you not coming to choir practice? No, I'm good. I'm good right now. I don't have it to give. I'm good.
That's right.
And I remember my mother's mentor, one of the ladies that my mom really, really looked up to, that when she went to church with, she was a mother, you know, in the ministry, and just one of those people that would pray for you, a prayer warrior. And I remember her picking up the phone and calling me. And I hadn't talked to this lady in a while. Like, I just hadn't, you know, I didn't see her at, I don't know if she was at my mother's funeral. I just remember it being a blur. I don't really remember, because the same day of my mother's funeral was the same day that I found out my grandmother passed away, same morning. So wow. I just was, I don't even remember a lot. I was just so, it was so traumatic for me. All the things, you know, and trying to get my emotions together and everything. But she called me. And this was right around the same time that Bobby Christina passed away, Whitney Houston's mm-hmm. daughter. Mm-hmm. And I remember her calling me, and she just was like, hey, baby, it's Miss Millie. How you doing? And I'm like, horrible. Like,
yeah.
Horrible. I can't stop crying. I've been at work. I don't work. I'm a walking zombie. I don't know what the days are. I'm mixing days, and I don't know what today is. Like, I am. Yeah. Doing horrible. I miss my mother so much, Miss Millie. And I'm just explaining to her, and I'm boohoo crying. And I'm just like, I don't understand how God could do this to me. I'm so angry with him. And she was just like, and I understand, and he understands. So you got to talk to him. Are you mm-hmm. talking to God? And I said, nope, I don't care. Like, I'm done. No, he hurt me. I'm done. I can't do this. I can't. And she's like, you got to talk to him. You got to explain to him what's going on. He knows your heart. He understands, baby. Just tell him. And this lady just spoke into me and prayed over me. I'm talking about a prayer warrior, this woman. And she was just like, I loved your mother. I was there for her throughout all these different things. And I know that she would want you just to go ahead and tell God how you're feeling. Get back right. Get back into the church. I know your mother wants you in the church. And she knows, because my mom would be like, you went to church on Sunday. Did you go? Right. My mom was that one. You went out Saturday, but did you go to church on Sunday?
Yes. Come on. You better be. Now.
You went out. Okay. You're cute, but go to church on Sunday. Right. That's my mom. So Miss Millie was like, listen, I know that she wants you to heal. I know that she wants you to be happy, and you gotta tell God what's going on. You gotta explain what's happening. You gotta pray. You gotta pray for that healing. You gotta pray for that strength to get up each and every day. And when she told me that, I was just like, the other thing that she said was, she was like, I don't want you to end up like Bobby Christina. She was just like, that little girl was so hurt from her mother mm-hmm. passing away that she didn't grieve. She didn't do all the things. She didn't heal. And I don't want you to end up like that. And it was right around the time that she passed away. And I was just like, it hit me when she said it. I was just like, oh my gosh, she's so like, right. Like, this is right on time. And I just love how I was so angry with God, and I didn't speak to God, but God will always find a way to get to you, right?
That's right.
He'll always find a way to get to you. It doesn't matter. He's going to find a way to get to you. He's going to find a way.
Yes.
He's going to find a way. And it's beautiful. It's so beautiful how he does it. It's so beautiful. But that was basically where I was at. Where I'm at right now with God. We're in a good place, even though life is tough right now. I'm going through a lot of changes, a lot of transitioning in my life. And I still am like, thank you, God. Thank you for everything.
Thank you.
Thank you for everything.
Thank you, God.
Because although things look crazy, things look like they are not put together, God, I know you got my back. You've always had my back, and you've always showed me. You always showed me no matter what. So I know that it's good. And I love that it took somebody else to help get me back on my path. And a lot of the times it takes somebody else sometimes, you know, to help you out and just give you a word that they got from God to be obedient, right? Because they're being obedient in that place too. Like, I'm sure God was like, go ahead and call Brittany. And I hadn't talked to her for a while. So she was just like, okay, I'm going to be obedient, God, and I'm going to do what you say. And so I love that part. I love that part of God. I love how he finds a way.
It doesn't matter. Yes, because sometimes we don't know how far gone we are, like how far we done traveled in our mind and in our heart with God.
Yes.
And like you said, he does find a way to bring us right back on in.
That's it.
And when we come back, just like the story with the prodigal son, like sometimes people think when you look at the prodigal son, the story of him going away and squandering his money, you know what? In modern times, it doesn't have to be that way. Right. It could be, we could go so far in our hearts away from God, in our thinking, like we're good. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We're good. We're squandering our thoughts on things. Yeah. It may not be our money, but we're squandering our thoughts. The riots is living. Okay. It could be just in our hearts. Like we just don't care.
That's it.
I'm numb.
That's it. Oh my gosh. That is it. That's the exact feeling.
Yes. Yes.
And I have nothing in here right now. Yes. I don't know what to do.
And he's just waiting for you to say it. And when you come on back, he's there to warm you up. And you know, it says he killed the fatted calf, you know, put on a coat, you know, killed the fatted calf. But when God does it, he does. He covers us with his love. That's the coat. He wraps his arm around us. He just wraps us and covers us. Okay. Killing the fatted calf is just like, I'm providing. I'm going to provide for you, sweetie. Okay. I'm going to take care of you. I know you were so far gone. And a lot of times people don't get it. They will prefer for you to project Christianity and say all this stuff. They'd rather that than for you to just be transparent and be honest. Right? Yeah. Be transparent and be honest so God can really, truly save and rescue you.
Yes.
He can grab you.
Yes.
But when you right do where you're at. Inside, you can never find him. You're not going to be able to even see him because you in the muck and mire.
Taking the bump.
Come on, God. I love you. I love you, God. I love you. And I want everybody that's hearing this show to be able to identify that. You feeling the exact same feelings, okay? God, the reason why you're listening to this show is because God is calling you back.
That's it.
Come on back in your mind.
Back to alignment. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Come on back in your heart, okay? Yes. Your feet didn't stray, but your heart did. Come on back to your first love and get that healing. It's okay. And don't let nobody shut the mouth. I shut the mouths of the accusing spirit in the name of Jesus. Okay.
Yes.
Anybody that's going to try to run out and get before you can come on back to God, I just ask that God remove him right now in the name of Jesus. Clear your path that you can come on back in and get that healing because it hurts. I know you in pain. It hurts. We're not going to dismiss your pain. We're not going to say it was that long ago. It don't matter if it was 2 years, 10 years, 17 years, 36 years. If the hurt's still there,
it's there.
God is going to heal that. Okay. Yeah. And we're going to let God heal it the way he need to heal it in his time.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
All right. And so listen, we want to thank you for talking to us about the loss, and we see the light. Now talk to us about the laughter, because we already know you said your mom was a comedian.
Okay.
Words.
So listen, okay, because there is something that I do remember that happened at my mother's funeral.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And I know that it was my mom there because my mom is jokester, laughter, all the above. So my mother, like I said, was the minister of music, and she had a concert. I do remember having a concert. I remember music going on for hours and shouting going on for hours.
Yeah.
And one particular woman got up, started shouting, and her wig flew off. And I said, Mom, I said, Mom, Mom, I know my mother is in the mist here. Because mom, really? Like, I just know. We were like, we don't know whether to cry. We're crying. We're laughing. We don't know what is happening. Like, I was just like, my mom is definitely in the midst. I know she is here. She wanted to let us know. She is enjoying this.
Homegrown. Snatch a wig. That's what happened.
And we're just like, it's tears in our eyes. We cry. It's just, we all over the place at that point. But I also remember me and my siblings getting together and just talking about the famous times of my mom just cutting up and just being herself and just joking around. Like I said, laughter is so big in our family. We laugh, we clown each other, we jones each other all the time. And it's all good fun.
Like, that's right.
All good fun. And we have a good time doing it. And so when we get together, something very special happens. And my mother's just right there with us, joking, pointing the finger, joking, laughing. And it's just this beautiful energy that comes between all of us when we get together and we're laughing and we're talking about the times when mom did this and mom took us here and she told us we had to pay for it. And like, we just literally are like going back and forth, just talking about all of the wonderful memories that we have of her and just how silly she was. Like, this woman was just silly. And we all have that. We all are goofy as all get out. Like, all of us. Yes. We like to laugh. We like to have a good time. So I think just being together and talking about those times is that's where that laughter is. It's always there.
Always. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for just being able to find laughter.
Yes.
Even after tragedy. And that's the purpose of this show, that Absolutely. There's life after tragedy and laughter is included. Okay.
Yes.
So, listen, we're going to get ready to conclude the show, but listen, do you have any last minute words or advice or messages, anything you want to just share with the people before we end?
Yes. Grieving my mother has been one of the hardest things I've ever done. It's been one of the craziest experiences, one of the longest journeys, because healing is not overnight. It's a process. And I just feel like wherever you are in your process, whatever area you are in your process of healing is right where you're supposed to be. And I wish somebody would have told me that it's okay to be a mess and to crumble and to fall and to rest and to do all these different things and to know that you don't have to get back up and go to work. You don't have to do all those different, you can do what works for you. And we're all different and we all grieve different. And wherever you are is where you're supposed to be. And take it one day, 1 hour, 1 minute, 1 second at a time.
That's right.
Take your time with it. That would be all I would share about that.
Yes. Amen. We appreciate that. And I know our listeners are going to appreciate that as well, too. Well, this concludes this episode of Lost Light and Laughter. Coach B, I want to thank you again for coming on and sharing your testimony and just blessing us with everything. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Everybody, show love one time. It's time to give praise. Everybody, give praise one time. Yeah, it's time to show love.